الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد أما بعد. Today is the 8th of Jumad al-Awwal 1433, which corresponds to the 30th of March 2012. And we continue the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa. We did not begin the discussion on Ayah 129, and so we will be doing that right now بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. ولن تستطيعوا أن تعدلوا بين النساء ولو حرصتم فلا تميلوا كل الميل فتذروها كالمعلقة وإن تصلحوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان غفورا رحيما. And you will never be able to be equal in feeling between brackets. The ayah doesn't have in feeling, but that is understood from the ayah. You will never be able to be equal, between parentheses, in feeling, between wives, even if you should strive to do so. So do not incline completely toward one and leave another hanging. And if you amend your affairs and fear Allah, then indeed Allah is ever forgiving and merciful. The Shaykh says, رحمه الله يخبر تعالى أن الأزواج لا يستطيعون وليس في قدرتهم وعليكم السلام وليس في قدرتهم العدل التام بين النساء. Allah تبارك وتعالى informs us that husbands are not able and it is not within their capabilities to have complete justice between their women. وذلك لأن العدل يستلزم وجود المحبة على السواء. Why? Because real justice entails that even love is distributed equally. Love. والداعي على السواء والميل في القلب إليهن على السواء. And that which invites them towards each is equal. And the inclination of the heart towards them is equal. ثم العمل بمقتضى ذلك. Then being able to apply, then working according to that, doing actions according to this equality in feelings and inclination of the heart and in the sexual desire towards them. وعليكم السلام. وهذا متعذر غير ممكن. متعذر here. What does متعذر mean? No, I knew you were gonna. Somebody was gonna say that. That's why I asked that question. No, here it's not udhur or ma'ziratan. Ma'ziratan ila rabbikum. No, muta'adhir means unachievable, unattainable, undoable. Muta'adhir husuluh, it just cannot happen. You with me, Abdul Majid?
Yes.
Hey.
Something
mustahil. Mustahil, ahsant. Well, that's why he said, هذا متعذر غير ممكن. It's not possible. فلذلك عفى الله عما لا يستطاع ونهى مما هو ممكن. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal pardoned that which is not possible and He forbade that which is possible. He pardoned that which is beyond your ability and He forbade that you are oppressing or you are an oppressor in regards to that which you are incapable of controlling. بقوله فلا تميلوا كل الميل فتذروها كالمعلقة. So do not incline completely towards one so that the other one is left hanging. أي لا تميلوا ميلا كثيرا بحيث لا تؤدون حقوقهن الواجبة. Don't incline completely so that you don't fulfill their obligatory rights. بل افعلوا ما هو باستطاعتكم من العدل. Rather do whatever is within your ability of being just between the wives. Of course, this is in the context of having many wives. We're speaking here about polygyny, not polygamy. Polygamy is okay, correct, but not completely correct because polygamy means a wife having more than one husband or a husband having more than one wife. And is that possible in Islam? Can a wife have more than one husband? Polygyny, however, means strictly a man having more than one wife, which is what Islam allows. But usually in da'wah they use polygamy and freely, so no one would really يعني, pay attention. But if you look it up in the dictionary, you will find that it means what I told you earlier. And so you want to be careful so that the audience, if you address a non-Muslim, say you say Islam allows polygamy, if they are educated and they have looked up that word in the dictionary, then in their mind, men can marry more than one woman and women can marry more than one man. And you have given the false information about Islam. But if you were to say polygyny, which is pronounced differently, spelled differently, P-O-L-Y-G-Y-N-Y. It's very easy. P-O-L-Y-G-Y-N-Y. Whereas polygamy is P-O-L-Y-G-A-M-Y. Polygamy, polygyny. Polygyny is the correct one. Now, so we're speaking in the context of polygyny. فَالنَّفَقَ وَالْكِسْوَ والقسم والقسم ونحوها عليكم أن تعدلوا بينهن فيها spending, clothing, and division of time is wherein you're expected to be just. And these are, by the way, this is where when a person takes on a second wife, these are the things which he has to meet to see whether he is qualified for a second wife or not. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَعْدِلُوا فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَ. What is عَدِل? You spend on them equally, you dress, you clothe them equally, and you spend your time with them equally. 50-50. Now, that's possible. What is not possible is loving them the same, having a sexual attraction towards them the same, and things of this sort. That is where Allah pardon us. Because that's not something you can control. Sahih. I mean, the Prophet ﷺ loved Aisha more than anybody else. So much so that his other wives would give up their day for Aisha. It would be her day, her turn, so let Aisha take it. Because they knew how much he loved her. ﷺ. Ma fi mushkila. That's an issue of love. And the other wife gave her right. She gave her right, let Aisha take it. It was something she willingly did. Not the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't like spend his time with Aisha, ignore the other ones. The other wives gave it. And however, but when he was on towards his death ﷺ, just to show you his justice, what did he do? He sought permission from them if they allow him to remain in the house of Aisha during his time of sickness. He sought permission. It has to be something that they, the other wives, allowed. Otherwise, it is their right. You follow me? He didn't say, I'm the messenger of Allah, this is my wife Aisha, I'm just going to spend time there. No, he sought permission from his other wives. Is it okay if I spend that time with Aisha because he's sick and he felt comfortable at Aisha's home? You following me? Am I speaking Chinese here? Not yet, okay, inshallah. Well, I mean, if they're, you know, the Christians soon say the Holy Ghost came and he starts speaking, you know, many tongues. But that's the Christians and their stuff. بخلاف الحب والوطء. So then, that you have to be do fair. What are the three things? Who can repeat the three things? What are the three things?
Spend on them and
time. Aywa, mashallah. It looks like you're getting ready for that stuff, huh? That's the one thing you've memorized in the last 3 years. Instant, yeah? Like, yeah, I needed to remember this one for my next expedition. طيب بخلاف الحب والوطء. بخلاف الحب والوطء. The thing which you cannot be just with is love and relations. Intimacy. ونحو ذلك فإن الزوجة إذا ترك زوجها ما يجب لها صارت كالمعلقة التي لا زوج لها فتستريح وتستعد للتزوج ولا ذات زوج يقوم بحقوقها. Because if a wife were to be abandoned by her husband in regards to her rights, let's say he doesn't spend 50-50 with her, he does 90-10, or some of them, أعوذ بالله, he gets a new wife, he completely forgets about his first wife. He gets a new wife and the first wife is, he's so tired of her, he doesn't even bother with her whatsoever. Huh? He thinks he's, you know, Mr. Macho Man. And he's got it going on. But Allah said that you're not supposed to do that. If you leave her and don't give her a right, she becomes mu'allaqa. Like she's hanging. She's hanging. Neither, التي لا زوج لها. It's like the woman who doesn't have a husband. Otherwise, she would just relax and get married and get ready for another husband. nor is their husband given her rights. Yani she's neither divorced so that she can go marry someone else, nor does she actually have her husband around. She's just hanging. You see what I'm saying? وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا مَا بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ زَوْجَاتِكُمْ بِإِجْبَارِ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَلَى فِعْلِ مَا تَهْوَاهُ النَّفْسِ احْتِسَابًا وَقِيَامًا بِحَقِّ الزَّوْجَةِ وَتُصْلِحُوا أَيْضًا فِي مَا بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَتُصْلِحُوا أَيْضًا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَا تَنَازَعُوا فِيهِ وَهَذَا يَسْتَلْزِمُ الْحَثَّ عَلَى كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ يُوصِلُ إِلَى الصُّلْحِ مُطْلَقًا كَمَا تَقَدَّمْ. Now, if you rectify what is between you and your spouses by imposing on yourself that which you do not like in order to fulfill the rights of the wife and seeking the ajr from Allah, and you don't want to spend time with her and she's making your life crazy and you just want to jump out the window, but fi sabilillah, you swallow it. Fi sabilillah, you're patient, okay? Or if you take on a second wife, you don't wind up oppressing the first one. You still spend time with her and you still spend on her because you're seeking rectification. Fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah. وَتُصْلِحُ أَيْضًا فِي مَا بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And if you rectify that which is between you and between people in general. And if you rectify that which was between the people, when they differ, if you become a source of rectification, if you're a consultant or someone who has consultations and tries to, you know, islah that al-bayn, you know, bringing harmony between the people. What do you call that? Now, and what is that? What does that all entail? If Allah Azza wa Jalla is encouraging islah, this entails that we strive to travel upon every path which leads to rectification. Every path which leads to people being harmoniously existing together, then this is something that Islam calls for. Work and strive in all ways to make the fitna less. You know, calm it down. Allah musta'an. وَتَتَّقُوا تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ بِفِعْلِ الْمَأْمُورِ وَتَرْكِ الْمَحْظُورِ وَالصَّبْرِ عَلَى الْمَقْدُورِ. Nice way to put it. تَتَّقُوا, you have taqwa of Allah by doing what is commanded, by leaving what is prohibited, and being patient over that which afflicts you, that which has been decreed. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Verily ever Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. يَغْفِرُ مَا صَدَرَ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ وَالتَّقْصِيرِ فِي الْحَقِّ الْوَاجِبِ. Allah pardons and forgives whatever you have done of sins and shortcomings in regards to the obligatory. وَيَرْحَمُكُمْ كَمَا عَطَفَكُمْ عَلَى أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَرَحِمْتُمُوهُنَّ. And He will show mercy to you the same way, proportional and of course more than the mercy you show to your wives and the kindness you show to them. يعني, you show mercy to them in kindness, Allah will show mercy to you in kindness. You know, equal recompense. The ayah 130 says, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا. But if they separate by divorce, Allah will enrich each of them from His abundance, and ever is Allah encompassing and wise. هذه الحالة الثالثة بين الزوجين إذا تعذر الاتفاق. This is the third condition between the two spouses if harmony, if agreement has become impossible. تعذر, see? Same word, Abd al-Majid. تعذر meaning became unachievable. It's not working out. فَإِنَّهُ لَا بَأْسَ بِالْفِرَاقِ. There's no sin in separation. There's no sin in separation. فَقَالَ وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا أَيْ بِطَلَاقٍ أَوْ فَسْخٍ أَوْ خُلْعٍ أَوْ غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. Ouch. طلاق. What is طلاق?
Divorce.
MashaAllah. فسخ. فسخ.
Separation.
By who usually? By the judge. The judge does fasakh for whatever reason, illegitimacy in the contract, something, the guy apostatized, he left Islam, okay, he can no longer be her husband, she left Islam, she can no longer be his wife, whatever, then the qadi will do fasakh and khul'. That's where the woman seeks divorce by doing what? How does she seek divorce? What is the difference between talaq and khul'? Yes. She has to give him back the dowry. Huh? Take back your money, just let me go. That's how bad it is. Okay? Take back. Divorce, if a man divorced her, she keeps the dowry. If she seeks khul', she gives him back the dowry. Now, can a woman seek divorce without khul'? Yes. If she has a valid reason for that, she may. And it doesn't have to be khul'. She doesn't have to lose in any case. يعني لا قدر الله, her husband is sexually incompetent. Cannot give her rights. She has the right to seek divorce, not khul'. Divorce. She asks for it. And the judge carries it out and she keeps the dowry for that. Unless he had told her from before, and this is where these things become important. Look, I have such problems. I have heart problems. I have cancer. I have, you know, this, this, and that. These are my defects. If she agrees to that, then she can no longer later say, I want divorce. Because that was already discussed up front and she agreed to that. Huh. If he tricked her and he hid that information, then khul' is not good for her because she's given back her dowry and she's entitled to it. She seeks divorce. Capish? Tay. And we are by no means encouraging anyone to do any of these three. This is only a dars. Okay, don't get excited now. Go home, say, yeah. There are three ways of us to be separated. Which one do you want? Slow down, man.
Before you proceed,
hey.
Clarification. We did with the ayah before, which is deal with justly to the wife. I want to ask if the man, like, example for me, I have a consequence in the day of judgment. If I have family in the Philippines, I get married here, and then it seems that I live there with my wife for yani all the time, and I only make vacation for my wife every 2 years. Do I have?
No, that's fine. That's fine. Because they're not living in the same city, you know, wherein you can divide your time, but you're not doing so. You can't right now. Will you work, allow you to go 1 month in Philippine, 1 month over here? They will fire you a long time ago, man.
No consequences, huh?
Yeah, you're okay, man. But Allah yadik Abdul Hadi. Now everybody knows Abdul Hadi's personal life. It's even recorded, man. Allahu alam, how many people listen to this worldwide? His name is Abdul. Don't worry about his name. Tahir. Yeah, نعم. خلع وغير ذلك. يغني له كلا من الزوجين من ساعته. If that were to happen, regardless of which one of these three, Allah Azza wa Jal promised that He will enrich each one of the spouses from His bounty. أي من فضله وإحسانه الواسع الشامل, meaning from His bounty and His excellence, the vast and the comprehensive. فيغني الزوج بزوجة خير له منها. Allah will enrich the husband with a wife better than the one he left. وَيُغْنِيهَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and he will enrich her from his bounty. وَإِنْ انْقَطَعَ نَصِيبَهَا مِنْ زَوْجِهَا, even if she lost that portion she had from her husband. فَإِنَّ رِزْقَهَا عَلَى الْمُتَكَفِّلِ بِأَرْزَاقِ جَمِيعِ الْخَلْقَ, that her sustenance is due upon, or has been provided, has been guaranteed by the one who guaranteed the sustenance of all creation. القائم بمصالحهم, the one who maintains their what is beneficial for them. ولعل الله يرزقها زوجا خيرا منه, and perhaps Allah will give her a husband better than him. وكان الله واسعا, أي كثير الفضل واسع الرحمة. Allah is ever vast, meaning vast, abundant, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His virtues, vast in His mercy. وصلت رحمته وإحسانه إلى حيث وصل إليه علمه. Allah's mercy and goodness has reached whatever His knowledge has reached. Allah's mercy Huh? Allah's mercy and His goodness has reached whatever His knowledge has reached. And what has His knowledge reached? Everything. Sahih? Are there any things which Allah doesn't know about? In regards to the future? Does Allah know everything in the future? You sure? Good. وَلَكِنَّهُ مَعْ ذَلِكَ حَكِيمًا. Very important to understand this one. Otherwise, you may be confused. Yet, He is wise. يُعْطِي بِحِكْمَتِهِ وَيَمْنَعُ لِحِكْمَتِهِ. He gives per His wisdom and He prevents per His wisdom. So okay, some people will say, well, you know, that didn't happen. Allah didn't give her a better husband. He didn't get a better wife. This is, this is the hikmah of Allah. The hikmah of Allah. It is not according to His hikmah that these things happen in this dunya or at this particular time or with this particular person. Allah knows best. Huh? Allah knows best. فَإِذَا اقْتَضَتْ حِكْمَتُهُ مَنَعَ بَعْضِ عِبَادِهِ مِنْ إِحْسَانِهِ بِسَبَبٍ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ لَا يَصْلَحُكُ مَعُ الْإِحْسَانِ حَرَمَهُ عَدْلًا وَحِكْمَةً. If the wisdom of Allah entails to prevent some of His slaves from attaining His excellence, His goodness, because of a reason emanating from the slave himself, which prevents him from being deserving of ihsan. Some sins which we commit. Huh? Some evil we do, something which prevents the ihsan of Allah. And one will think Allah promised and He will give me better, but He didn't. It could be because of what we have done. Huh? What we have done. Allah's wisdom entails that He may prevent some of His slaves goodness from him because of what the slave has earned. And so Allah will prevent that. And Allah Azza wa Jal will not give him that adlan, out of justice, wa hikmatan, and wisdom. So bear that in mind. Barakallahu feekum. Ayah 131. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا. وللله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا. We read more than one ayah. And to Allah belongs whatever. Now notice how many times this is repeated. And to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. And we have instructed those who were given the scripture before you and yourselves to fear Allah. But if you disbelieve, then to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, and ever is Allah free of need and praiseworthy. And to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, and sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs. Now you will see why that was repeated. يُخْبِرُ تَعَالَى عَنْ عُمُومِ مُلْكِهِ الْعَظِيمِ الْوَاسِعِ الْمُسْتَلْزِمْ تَدْبِيرِهِ بجميع أنواع التدبير وتصرفه بأنواع التصريف قدرا وشرعا. Very difficult to translate. Allah informs us of the encompassment of His sovereignty, His magnificent great sovereignty, the vast sovereignty, which necessitates His arranging of all affairs and His management of all that which is manageable. قَدَرًا وَلَّ قَدْرًا قَدَرًا, meaning in regards to decree, what He decrees. وَشَرْعًا, in regards to what He legislates. In regards to what He decrees, in regards to what He legislates. For example, who can give us the difference between the two? Who can give us the difference between the qadr of Allah and the Mashiach of Allah? And the legislative one and the universal one.
Father, you don't have control over it. But the legislation, you have control over it.
Good. The legislation, you've been given the ability, except what is beyond the ability. But Qadr, you have no control of it whatsoever. How about that? We say legislatively, did Allah command shirk or forbid shirk?
Forbid shirk, prohibiting.
Are there mushrikeen today committing shirk?
Yes.
How is it happening? When Allah made shirk forbidden, yet people are committing shirk. And everything and everyone belongs to Allah. Decreed for them. Of course. But that's not an answer. How is it that Allah says, وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ and other ayat. Yet, they are mushrikeen. And we say everything happens by Allah's will or without Allah's will? By Allah's will, meaning they're committing shirk by Allah's will. كيف? Huh?
Because of the free will?
Yes, ultimately. But we took this in Aqeedah, by the way. We said that the legislative will of Allah is unlike His universal one, which is the Qadr. Meaning legislatively Allah forbade shirk, but universally Allah allowed it. Allah allowed it to test the slaves. If He willed, مَا أَشْرَكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا no one would have associated any partners with Allah. His universal will would have been in total agreement with His legislative will. But Allah decreed that He commanded some things and He allowed the people to do them or not to do them, the free will. And He forbade some things and He allowed the people to do them or not to do them, the free will of the people. But we say in the legislation it's haram. In the universal, Allah allowed it. If Allah didn't allow it, no way people would have committed shirk. It's very important to understand this principle. Because one may say, how is it that, you know, Allah, you know, is most merciful and there are people dying in Africa now. People, kids dying from starvation. People being bombed, people being killed, little kids, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, what did he do? Huh? And you're saying Allah is most merciful and Allah made killing haram. Look at all these people killing. Why doesn't Allah stop them? You have to give him that profound answer. See, you don't understand. We have more than one will. The universal will and the legislative will. Legislatively, yes, you're right. All these were not supposed to happen. Universally, Allah allowed them to happen. Why? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ So He may test you. So He may test you. Otherwise, if everything was per the command, per the legislation of Allah, no one will go to the hellfire. No one will be tested because everybody will be do what Allah wanted. Ma'loom? I mean, come on, it becomes pointless. Where you go, man? You hungry? Okay. Sit down, Ya Musabi. Sit down, Baba. Sit down. Aywa. فَتَصَرُّفُهُ الشَّرْعِي أَنَّ أَنْ وَصَّ الْإِنسَانِ عَفْوًا أَنْ وَصَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ السَّابِقَ وَاللَّاحِقَةِ بِالتَّقْوَى الْمُتَضَمِّنَةِ لِلْأَمْرِ وَالنَّهِي وَتَشْرِيعِ الأحكام والمجازات لمن قام بهذه الوصية بالثواب والمعاقبة لمن أهملها وضيعها بأليم العذاب. Okay, now, according to Allah's legislative management, that He enjoined upon the formers and the latters or the laters, I don't know if that works. The formers and the? No, not the latter. I don't think it works here. See, the latter statement is correct, yes, but I don't think we can use it to describe the akhirin. Later sounds more. We need a native speaker somewhere sometimes, man. على كل حال ما في مشكلة. The people of the book, السابقة واللاحقة, the previous, the former, and the later ones or the future ones, the people of the scripture. بالتقوى. So Allah enjoined that upon all of them having taqwa, which includes, which embodies الأمر أي المتضمن الأمر والنهي, which embodies the commandments and the prohibitions, and it embodies legislating the rulings and the penal codes, the consequences, the execution of those who have fulfilled this wasiyah, those who carry out this wasiyah from Allah, which is taqwa, that Allah Azza wa Jal will reward them, and the punishment for those who neglect them or lose them completely by giving a severe punishment, wal'iyadhu billah. ولهذا قال وإن تكفروا بأن تتركوا تقوى الله وتشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به عليكم سلطانا. That's why Allah said, if you disbelieve or if you are ungrateful, as in you abandon the taqwa of Allah and you associate with Him in worship that which He sent down no authority concerning, فإنكم لا تضرون بذلك إلا أنفسكم. You are harming none with that action except your own selves. ولا تضرون الله شيئا, and you will not be able to harm Allah in anything. Huh? ولا تنقصون ملكه, and you will تنقصون ملكه. You will not be able to decrease His sovereignty and His dominion. وله عبيد خير منكم وأعظم وأكثر. And He has slaves who are better than you, greater and more abundant in numbers. Who is He referring to? Yes, He's referring to the malaika, who are better because لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They don't disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. They glorify Allah in the morning and evening. They don't get tired. They don't take a break from that. And you know, they worship Allah Azza wa Jal around the clock, the malaika. And so if we human beings are ungrateful, huh? At first, it doesn't affect Allah's dominion or His power. And second, their angels are there doing the job. It's like, who cares about these, you know, little creatures? Us. You know? So when one of us does something, he's really harming himself. He's not harming Allah Azza wa Jal in any way, because Allah is not one who can be harmed. Subhanah. مطيعون له خاضعون لأمره. They are obedient to Him. They are submissive to His command. ولهذا رتب على ذلك قوله. That's what Allah said in after that. وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله غنيا حميدا. So if you disbelieve, then verily to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, and ever is Allah self-sufficient and praiseworthy. له الجود الكامل. He has the most perfect generosity. والإحسان الشامل, and the encompassing excellence. الصادر من خزائن رحمته, which comes from the treasures, the treasures of His mercy. التي لا ينقصها الإنفاق ولا يغيضها نفقا. The one which does not decrease because of spending, nor is it affected with any risk which he decreased for his slaves. سحاء الليل والنهار, during the night and during the day, around the clock. ولو اجتمع أهل السماوات وأهل الأرض أولهم وآخرهم. And if the inhabitants of the heavens and the inhabitants of the earth were to come together, the first among them and the last. فسأل كل واحد منهم ما بلغت أمانيه. And each one of them asked for whatever his imagination can reach, whatever you can imagine. ما نقص من ملكه شيئا. That will not decrease Allah's dominion in anything. وذلك بأنه جواد واجد ماجد. عطاؤه كلام وعذابه كلام. And that is because Allah Azza wa Jal is vast in His generosity. He is the founder and He is the one full of glory. His giving is words. And His عذاب, His punishment is words. What does that mean? إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ لِشَيْءٍ إِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If he just says, be, it is. Be, that this person will get the sustenance, or be, that this person is punished, and it's over. ومن تمام غنائه أنه كامل الأوصاف. يعني from the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the perfection of his richness or self sufficiency, is that he is perfect in his attributes. إن إذ لو كان فيه نقص بوجه من الوجوه, had he had any deficiency in any way, shape or form, لكان فيه نوع افتقار إلى ذلك الكمال. He would have been in need. He would have been in a state of need for that perfection. بل له كل صفة كمال. Rather, he has every attribute of perfection. ومن تلك الصفة كمالها. And of that quality, he has the most perfect. Every quality of perfection he has, and in every quality he has the most perfect state. Because we share some qualities with Allah, don't we? Like what?
Kareem.
Okay. What is the difference between ours and Allah's? What is the difference between ours, our Kareem, our Karam, and Allah's Karam?
Most.
Huh?
Allah's Karam? Allah's Kareem also?
Of course Allah Kareem.
I mean, we have Kareem, but Allah, he has Kareem.
Abdullah, did you drink coffee this morning, man?
Yeah, I did.
Of course, Allah Kareem. How many times comes in the Quran? Yeah, boy, let me simplify. Do you have vision? Do you see?
Yes.
Does Allah see?
Of course.
Okay, khalas. So we share the name, but the essence is nothing like you can imagine. Our seeing is limited. Our seeing is created. Our seeing will perish. Our seeing is deficient. Our seeing cannot go beyond you closing your eyelids. Allah's seeing is neither created, nor is it deficient, nor is it restricted by any physical creation. It's just beyond. And so we share the name or some aspect of it, but in the ultimate sense, no way. Same goes for Karam. You and your Kareem, you're generous. You're using the money of Allah anyways to be generous. I mean, Allah owns you and the money. So look at the difference between the karam of the human being and the karam of Allah. Knowledge. We have ilm and Allah is alim. Sahih? Yeah, but our knowledge is from what Allah gave us. And we don't know much. Huh? وَمَا أُوْتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. These ayat we have to memorize, جماعة الخير. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ قُلِ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوْتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You have not been given of knowledge except just a little bit. The rest is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. وَمِنْ تَمَامِ غِنَاهُ أنه لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولا شريكا في ملكه ولا ظهيرا ولا معاونا له على شيء من تدبير ملكه. الله أكبر. خطير الشيخ والله خطير. From the perfection of his self-sufficiency is that he did not take a wife nor a son nor a partner in his dominion. Nor did he have any assistance. Dhahiran is someone whom you rely on, like your back. So this person is my back. It's like someone that you can dhahir from dhahar. Huh? Someone to back you up when you need it. وَلَا مُعَاوِنًا nor an assistant from يُعِين. إِيَاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَيَاكَ نَسْتَعِين. عَوْن, إِعَانَ. Huh? Here, مُعَاوِنًا. عَلَى شَيْءٍ مِنْ تَدَبِيرِ مُلْكِهِ. No one to help him in arranging the affairs of his dominion. وَمِنْ كَمَالِ غِنَاهِ افْتِقَارُ الْعَالَمِ الْعُلْيَوِي وَالسُّفْلِي فِي جَمِيعِ أَحْوَالِهِمْ وَشُؤُونِهِمْ إِلَيْهِ وَسُؤَالِهِمْ إِيَّهِ جَمِيعَ حَوَائِجَهُمْ الدَّقِيقَ وَالْجَلِيلَ. And from the perfection of his self-sufficiency is the poverty, the state of need and poverty of the upper world and the lower world in all of their affairs and their matters, and them asking him of everything that they need, be it small or major. Every single thing you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for. And Allah says in the Quran what? وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. He has given you of everything you have asked for. And if you were to count the favor of Allah, you will never be able to do so. Can't enumerate it. نعم. فقام تعالى بتلك المطالب والأسئلة وأغناهم وأقناهم ومن عليهم بلطفه وهداهم. And Allah Azza wa Jal maintained all of these requests and these questions, and He gave them, He enriched them, and He gave them what they, and He bestowed His favors upon them because of His kindness and gentleness and that Him guiding them. وَأَمَّا الْحَمِيدُ. As for the Hamid, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الْجَلِيلَةِ. It's one of the the lofty names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh? Al-Hamid. الدال على أنه هو المستحق لكل حمد ومحبة وثناء وإكرام, which basically signifies that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who deserves every form of praise, every form of love, every form of magnification, and every form of honoring. وذلك لما اتصف به من صفات الحمد التي هي صفة الجمال والجلال. That's because he is described and described and attributed with the quality of حمد, which is a quality of beauty and loftiness. ولما أنعم به على خلقه من النعم الجزال, and because of what he has bestowed upon his favor upon his slaves from his abundant favors. فهو المحمود على كل حال, he is the one who is praised in every condition. Very important, because some people here, يعني they go into error when things don't go their way. But we learn from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام two things in regards to this issue. What do you say when that which makes you happy happens, and what do you say that which doesn't make you happy happens? There are two statements from the Prophet ﷺ we learn. To say when good things happen and when things which we don't like happen. Yes. This is for which?
For the one that they
you don't like. Like. You don't like. If something that happens to you that you don't like, you say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Allah at any rate, in every state. Regardless of the situation. Huh? Memorize this one. This is authentic. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Ala kulli hal. And if something that pleases you happens, Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praise is due to Allah, through his bounties, good deeds are accomplished. Goodness is established. This is another dua from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Alhamdulillah الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. Alhamdulillah الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. Okay? Some people came up with another expression which says, Alhamdulillah الذي لا يحمد على مكروه سواه. Huh? All praise due to Allah, the one whom none is praised because of some evil except Him. And Shaykh bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, this is inappropriate to say to Allah, because you are complaining, in fact, that something that is disliking, that you dislike, has happened, and you have attributed su' to Allah Azza wa Jal. So he said, you stick to the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, and you don't say such expressions. You say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, end of story. Khalas? How did I get here? Now, the Shaykh said, وما أحسن اقتران هذين الاسمين الكريمين. And how excellent is the combination of these two noble names. الغني الحميد. Perfect combo. Perfect combo. الغني, the self-sufficient. الحميد, the one who's full of praise. فإنه غني محمود. He is rich and he is praiseworthy. فله كمال من غناه وكمال من حمده. He has perfection in his self-sufficiency and perfection in his praise. وكمال من اقتران أحدهما بالآخر. And then there's perfection in them coming together or being accompanied together. ثم كرر إحاطة ملكه لما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Then Allah repeated the encompassment of his sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. وأنه على كل شيء وكيل. And he is the one who is referred to in every matter, the one in charge and the one who, the protector in every case. أي عالم قائم بتدبير الأشياء على وجه الحكمة, meaning he's knowledgeable and he's maintaining arranging the affairs per his wisdom. Per wisdom. فإن ذلك من تمام الوكالة. This is the perfection in وكالة. فإن الوكالة تستلزم العلم بما هو وكيل عليه. For you to be a wakil, you must have knowledge of that which you are a wakil over. A protector, a representative, a guardian. Huh? والقوة والقدرة على تنفيذه وتدبيره. And that you should have the ability and the strength to carry it out and to arrange it. وكون ذلك التدبير على وجه الحكمة والمصلحة. And then that arranging of yours should be per wisdom and what is beneficial. فما نقص من ذلك فهو لنقص الوكيل. Anything which is below that is because of the deficiency of the wakil himself. والله تعالى منزه عن كل نقص. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is self-sufficient of having any deficiency. He is above having any deficiency. And inshallah, we will continue with this excellent ayat, which are upcoming inshallah ta'ala next week. And very critical ayat, in fact, dealing with many different aspects of the deen, particularly what will happen to us if we don't do our job. Sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.